The legislature is divided over how to cover millions of dollars in lost income tax revenues that are expected from the state's decision to conform with federal tax law. As Mal Leary reports, the two parties and several committees are at odds, and the battle's now headed to the floor.
The rhetoric in both committees this week has at times been heated. The basic disagreement is whether the state should conform its tax policies for both 2015 and 2016 to federal changes adopted by Congress in December. Democrats want to decide on 2016 later and only conform for 2015 so that Mainers can file their taxes. Representative Peggy Rotundo is a Democrat from Lewiston.
We've got lots of new bills on the table. We've got old bills on the table. We've got bills that will be coming from commissions like the Veterans Commission.
The cost for conformity for just 2015 is about $17 million, and Rotundo says there'll be other bills to pay this session, from salary hikes for state law enforcement officers to costs associated with fixing problems at the Riverview Psychiatric Center and responding to the state's drug crisis.
We just have a lot of other priorities that we might need to fund, and we don't yet know what those are.
But Republicans argue that Congress has finally acted to make permanent some tax breaks that particularly benefit small businesses and believe that Maine should fund conformity for both years at a cost of $38 million. Republican Representative Tom Windsor from Norway.
My colleagues on the other side of the aisle don't seem to understand how important it is for somebody who's trying to grow a business to commit to purchasing equipment. We want them to grow their business. We want them to hire more people, and that takes capital money.
Windsor says that by allowing the faster depreciation of equipment on their taxes, businesses realize more money to invest. But Senator Linda Valentino, a Democrat from Saco, took umbrage at his comments.
The statement that Representative Windsor said that our side of the aisle, we do not understand the complexity of business decisions, questions my motive and my decision, and I take exception to that.
She says the state has only conformed to federal tax changes on a year-to-year basis because of the principle that one legislature cannot bind another legislature to follow any particular course of action. Representative Jeff Timberlake, a Republican from Turner, says setting Maine tax policy for the rest of the current two-year budget cycle is good public policy.
We agree to disagree, and that's going to happen. And I can take that, but I'm going to stick to my guns.
The debate is likely to be echoed in both the House and Senate. Legislative leaders want to adopt tax conformity legislation this week, so the more than 100,000 taxpayers affected by the various tax breaks can file their 2015 tax returns. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.